live.
We're live, we're back.
Getting fit with Gabe and Joe.
Episode 15.
Episode 15. Yeah, man.
We're learning Spanish while we are exercising, working out. The goals are threefold. To have fun, to learn Spanish, and to get fit.
Right, man.
All right, Joe and I just finished sprints. We're at Elysian Field up at the, I think this is called like the Angel's Crest or something. It's a pretty place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and let's see. Joe, just you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we just did some pretty hellacious sprints. We're going all out and got the hearts pumping. Yeah, we're getting some vitamin D.
Some serious sprintos. Sprintos seriosos.
That's is that really how you say it?
I don't know. We'll have to have a comment. Leave us a comment.
Yeah. Comments. You guys, any Spanish tips?
Yeah. So Joe and I are doing a change in format. The podcasts from here on out are going to be two segments, and they're going to be short. They're going
Shorties.
To be 15 minutes, and we're going for a goal of 20 podcasts by end of June. So I guess that'll be 5 weeks from now, and we'll accomplish that.
Yeah, man.
So,
it's May 2nd.
It's May 2nd. Joe, talk to us about your new fitness initiative, the 4-week challenge. What is it?
Well, starting yesterday, we're going for the big push. We're going all out, really trying to tighten up the diet, keeping a food journal, which I'm doing. I'm using this app, iPhone app called MyFitnessPal, which I highly recommend everybody. It's free.
Oh, yeah, I want to get that.
Yeah, it's great.
I've just been writing in chalk on my doorstep what I ate that day. It's not going well. It's getting really crowded.
I might want to think about a new method.
All right, so then what else are you doing? You're doing the Faruja workout still?
Still doing that. I think I might change mid-month, though, trying to do a little bit more of a bodybuilding thing. Or I might just switch over to a different fat loss, like maybe Cosgrove's thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'll reassess in a week or so.
Yeah.
Still making progress on this Faruja thing, though. I'm getting stronger, and I believe, it's hard to tell, but I believe I'm making body composition progress as well. I think I'm getting a little bit more muscles, losing a little bit of fat.
That's good.
Yeah. People are noticing. I'm getting comments, people that I haven't seen in like a month.
Oh, really?
This guy, I did a gig with this guy on Saturday, and he was like, Joe, every time I see you, you look more and more like you're being carved out of granite.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did he ask for your number? Do I need to cut that?
No.
Oh, man. You guys don't know how edited these podcasts are. We slice and dice them because half the things I say are completely inappropriate.
Yeah. So. Like that.
Yeah.
So what about you, man? What's the plan for you?
Things are good. Yeah. I'm trying to also keep a food journal.
Are you going to?
I'm going to.
Good.
I mean, I started. I just didn't follow through with it yesterday. Yesterday didn't work out, May 1. But anyway, we're back. It's May 2.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to cut down my caloric intake and try to get under. I was 11% body fat, and I definitely think I'm losing weight. You know, I think I think we're going to see some good results from Sarah Dephouse.
Yeah. What about dieting? Are you making sure you're eating a lot of protein?
Yeah, a lot of protein.
Good.
I just came from the supermarket where I bought five things. I bought salmon, eggs, a
beef?
Steak. Yeah, a steak, which was vegetarian fed. We talked about that a little bit. We'll go over that in a second.
Yeah.
And then turkey and some chicken legs.
Okay, so yeah, all protein sources.
All protein, and I got some tuna, too. I also got veggies.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I mean, you know, I just mix and match pretty much every meal. But
you know, I just heard, I was going to ask you about fat, if you're including fat in your diet, but I was just listening to this podcast, Superhuman Radio, and they have this guy on, I don't know, once or twice a week. His name is like, I don't know, Professor Dr. Andro or something, and he's a bodybuilder. And he talked about when he's trying to get in shape for competition, he doesn't worry about fat. He pretty much concentrates on protein, and if he's eating, you know, he talks about grass-fed beef or something like that, and he says that when he just counts on getting his fat through his protein sources, because he's eating eggs and beef and stuff like that, fish.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, I'm trying to dial it in and, you know, keeping on going with the fitness things.
Yeah, so the workout, what I mean, we're doing sprints. You're trying to do about once a week?
Yeah, I'm doing I'm doing more body weight stuff at the moment. My shoulder's starting bugging me again. So yeah. I'm just doing push-ups, pull-ups, you know, sit-ups, squats, squat presses. So,
so air squats?
I'm doing, yeah, a lot of that, or like lightish weights, you know, but a lot of reps, and like high rep.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of doing a little bit of that LL Cool J thing that we looked at.
Right.
But I'm basically going off this this men's health poster that's kind of like a beach body kind of thing, so it's more high reps. And
I think you had just started that the last time we had done a podcast.
Yeah, I was looking at the LL Cool J, and I was looking at that, and I decided against Cool J. Because I don't know. I like
doing pretty involved.
I like doing a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and having Tuesday and Thursday to do more sprints and stuff. So.
And his thing was what, like Monday, Tuesday, like, Thursday, Friday,
like,
or
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and then it would switch up. It was all over the place.
Oh, okay.
And I just like a more kind of linear thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Though I do want to try mixing in some Art Devaney style, like just a couple times a week, just go to the gym randomly and do like a crazy event.
Right.
So it's a little do your own thing right now for me.
Now that thing you mentioned about your shoulder, that kind of leads into maybe what we're going to talk about in the next segment. The new Kelly Starrett book.
Yeah, How to Become a Supple Leopard.
Becoming a Supple Leopard. Yeah.
Cool.
Which.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because actually, you know, I think I've evaluated and pinpointed what the cause of the shoulder thing is.
Because
my neck's been bugging me a lot right here. I think I do like sort of a forward neck thing from editing and playing guitar.
Oh,
I think that my natural posture has now become more, I have like a forward neck thing.
It's
so I'm trying to, you know, one of Art Devaney's things is to do the abdominal brace, which is to, when you're standing, put your head over your heart, kind of dial it in. And anyway, so I'm trying to do that, but also trying not to scare people when I walk around, because if you do that, you look like RoboCop.
Right. Look a little aggressive, yeah.
Yeah, and I look aggressive
people
anyway.
Well, people at home can't see. What they can't see is that while you were talking about this, we both kind of gradually started, improving our posture. We were hunched over before, yeah.
Yeah, but posture's so important. And,
for real.
And I think I'm interested to hear what you have to say about the Kelly Starrett thing.
Well, you know, we'll take a look at the book, and, you know, I'm sure he has something for them. And
cool.
It's so in-depth.
Yeah, but it makes sense what you were talking about. My injury stemmed from that deadlift. It was a deadlift to pull-up kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Both of those are
probably
all in here.
Some kind of weird form thing, subtle
form
thing.
Plus,
yeah,
or not so subtle, didn't know what I was doing.
Right. Where are we at? Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll see you guys in a minute.
Okay. Getting Fit with Gabe and Joe, what are we listening to on the break?
Pat Albert theme song.
Well, you know, actually, we have a, okay, well, I was going to say, we might have something from option 3.
Okay, yeah, let's cue that up then.
All right.
Option 3.
All right, bye.
So, Joe, we're looking at the Becoming a Supple Leopard by Kelly Starrett. What do you have to say about this?
A big fan. Yeah, although I've only read the first chapter and a half, I've definitely glanced through a lot of it. And, man, it's basically like an encyclopedia. I mean, the book is heavy, it's thick, and it's got just chock full of information.
Yeah, it looks like a textbook, actually. It looks like a training manual.
Right.
And I guess that's basically what it is.
The little subtitle is The Ultimate Guide to Resolving Pain, Preventing Injury, and Optimizing Athletic Performance.
Yeah, and it looks like there's a website, mobilitywod.com.
Yeah, everybody check that out. That's an amazing
website. W-O-D, WOD. So.
Yeah, he did this thing where he posted a video every day for a year with all these different types of techniques and exercises and weird types of stretches you could do by kind of distracting other muscles with, you know, bands, or like using lacrosse balls to kind of get in and kind of break up adhesions and muscles, and it's really awesome. I highly recommend it, people. Let's see, it says in this book, it says you're going to learn how to prevent and rehabilitate common athletic injuries, overhaul your movement habits, quickly identify, diagnose, and fix inefficient movement patterns, problem solve for pain and dysfunction, fix poor mechanics that rob power, bleed force, and dump torque, unlock reservoirs of athletic capacity you didn't know you had, identify, fix poor movement patterns in children, reverse the aging process. All right. Who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
Except for somebody who might be 20 years old.
Here come some people. We got to move over.
All right. Hang on.
You guys can jump over. Oh, you're right.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that looks good.
Pretty awesome.
Joe and I are actually on the stairs at a place in Echo Park up from a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And it's a very scenic overlook of Echo Park.
Yeah,
and
it's a pretty amazing time of day, too. Yeah. It's almost magic hour.
It's like 6 p.m. Yeah. And we're staring at an empty 40 over there.
Right.
It's very Echo Park. I'm wearing an Echo Park t-shirt, which the guy at the coffee shop just asked me about.
Yeah, we went to Chango again.
Yeah, and I've downloaded now the MyFitnessPal app to track my movements and my progress and my eating.
Let's see. I after post sprints, after we said goodbye last time, we kind of went down the hill, went into Chango, got iced coffee each, and I went into this place next door. And
what's it called? That place, Garden or something like that? It's one word. It's called.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have my receipt
on me.
It's
a cool little place.
It is really cool. They have grass-fed beef there. They have. I bought myself a quart of milk, and I drank the whole thing. It was a quart of Strauss Family Creamery.
It's a cool old glass, you know, cream bottle.
Very
or
old
milk
school.
Bottle. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're, you know, this is a their cows are pasture raised, organic. You know, it's really good stuff, and kind of an ideal post workout to drink because you're getting, you know, carbs and you're getting quality protein. And good fat.
I mean, here's the question. Which do you think is more important, diet or exercise?
For fat loss?
No, just for health. Like, if you could choose one. Let's say you got a guy who's exercising all the time, but he's eating like crap, versus a guy that's eating really well, but not exercising.
That's a good question.
I'd have to go with the guy who's eating well. You know?
I think you're right.
Because, I mean, you're still going to be moving around, you know, some, but...
And if you're eating really well and really clean, you're going to have, like, reserves of energy that you're going to want to expend just kind of doing stuff. You're not going to want to just be a schlub on the couch.
I had an interesting experience, actually. I was telling you, I went on this road trip last week up to San Francisco with my friend, with two of my friends. And one friend, he exercised a lot. And he doesn't really watch what he eats. I mean, he does some, but he still drinks a lot of beer. He has grains. My other friend does some yoga, but he doesn't really watch what he eats. You know, he kind of eats whatever he wants. And then there's me. You know, I exercise and watch what I eat. We all drank some. So, I mean, but I didn't have beer. Those guys had beers. Anyway, one of the guys felt completely sick and thought he had a gluten allergy, and his stomach was like all hardened. And
whoa.
At the end of the night, he looked like he was pregnant. And he's and we were all, you know, fairly drunk. But he was like, "What do you think?" I'm like, "I think you should stop drinking beer." My other friend, he was fine. In fact, he was in the best shape of all of us that night. I mean, you know, he wasn't really partying that hard. But anyway, but later when we got back, I found out that he'd been sick for 3 days. He got, he became, you know.
Oh, afterwards.
He got a flu when he got back.
Oh,
and he was sick for, 3 days. I just saw him yesterday, and he was sick.
Huh.
Just getting over it.
Wow.
Whereas I got back, I slept it up. You know, I slept, and I felt better.
Yeah.
But I think I really think that eating well is the key.
That's interesting.
It was interesting.
Yeah,
I'm sure after my friends hear this, I'll have no friends.
This is kind of a hot spot.
Yeah, some very cute Latina chicks who live here around here, apparently. One of them is pregnant, but,
hey, here comes a guy with his dog, too.
And a huge mustache. This guy looks like Groucho Marx.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, man.
Well, let me see. I think
we're going to have to slice and dice this.
Maybe.
Okay, so we got Kelly Starrett.
Yes.
How to become a supple leopard.
Becoming a mobility, supple leopard.
Becoming a supple leopard.
MobilityWOD.com.
Hang on a second, guys.
And his name is spelled Starrett. And hey, we got a little guy right here. Hey, buddy.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing? Good. Nice to see you. Hey, doggy. Cute.
Yeah, we're in like real kind of Echo Park. It's a beautiful day, too. It's probably, it's just chilling out after
it's
like being a
90
degrees, degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, after being a 90 degree day.
Hey, what's that building over there? See that big, it's like an Orthodox kind of church. It's all gold.
Yeah, it's a Greek Orthodox church, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think that's Angelino Heights over there.
Okay.
It's also a pretty area.
I tell you what, I'll take a picture from right here, people. You can see what we're
looking
at. It's pretty amazing.
We'll turn around. We'll go to the top. We'll turn around. We'll grab a picture from the top.
Okay, although this is pretty nice here with the palm leaves right there.
Okay, we'll do what you want.
We'll do one of each, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we're done then. So then let's check in next week.
Yeah, we'll do it
for
every week.
So, yeah, Dies y Seis. And it's on, you guys. So, you know, take our challenge. And
yeah, you guys
make
join
it your
in.
Own. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, speaking of...
It's going to be 4 weeks, and then 2 weeks icing on the gluten-free cake.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway...
All right, folks. See you next week.
See you next week. Yeah.